Okay, so we'll have Ken speak to the state perspective and then Carly and Gavin speak from the staff at all perspective.
Before I answer that, I want to stress again that we're still in the R&D phase as far as I'm concerned. So if you look ahead and say what could be the potential, we're talking 500 maybe is the next commercial. 500 installed would be a commercial operation. And then even if you look beyond that, 2030, 2040, we could be up over 1,000. That's looking at the potential that's there. Of course, all of this is contingent on being able to develop the technology and have that technology deployed in a way that is commercially right. So when, you know, when we say the next step is 500, obviously that's going to take some time. And that's what's important about this project is the, you know, that we need to begin at some point and really learn both from a standpoint of the technology installed, but as well as what are the implications, both from the positive as well as maybe some learning that we need to do in that area. So one of the things that I often hear is that people say, well, it's going to happen tomorrow. We're looking at years of work ahead, in my opinion, because just the permitting for the 12 or the 4 turbines, I think, is going to take a couple, 3 years. And just to get to that point, to then learn what the next step is and what needs to be applied. So I'm not sure that that was exactly the question you were asking, but I want to stress the fact that we can say it can be 2,000, 3,000, but that's all contingent on developing the technology.
Well, maybe Kari could shed some light on the ultimate